Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery Channel.
K-Tow, bros, it's your friendly neighborhood Garbled Twistery, and what are we doing today? Let me check the Rolodex. Flip, flip, flip. Oh, it looks like it's time to check in with our old friend DeWitty Clintoni. Yeah, he's the next guy that could potentially be running this whole shindig. So we'll do a quick rebroadcast of a review, and the updated info will probably start around the 4:51 mark. So let's get started, huh? DeWitty Clinty is the second son of some super general dude named James and his mom Mary, who was a descendant of the ancient Dutch DeWitt ninja clan. Our boy DeWitty went to some fancy pants academy, and then he went to Princeton, but transferred to freaking Columbia University, and he was like the first dude to graduate after that college got renamed to Columbia, but whatever, whatever. And his brother was a House of Rep, his half-brother was a House of Rep, his cousin was a freaking general, his uncle was the governor of New York. So understandably, DeWitty had goals. So yeah, after college, he decided to go hang out with his uncle and be a governor's secretary or whatever. And he like joined the Democrat-Republican cause too. Yeah, DeWitty was straight up getting volleyball passed all through the New York politics scene. Like, he was a New York Assembly member, he was a New York Senate member twice, he was a deli meat at the NY ConstituteCon, he was part of the Council of Doctors appointments twice, some dude named Johnny Strong Arms Jr. resigned from the big boy Senate, and DeWitty hopped right into that musical chair. The thing is, he ended up resigning simply because Washington, D.C. was a raggedy old dump. I'm serious. Homeboy was like, quote, "I can't live here if the floorboards aren't clean," unquote. Spoiled brat. Guess he'll just have to settle being the mayor of the Big Apple. Yeah, this whole being the mayor thing was pretty whimsical, though. DeWitty was very on and off about being elected mayor. That said, he is the dude who created New York's first museum ever. He, like, reorganized the whole academy, you know, the one you used to thank for paintings. He was even the weird headmaster Dumbledore man of New York State University, and that's not all, but let's move on for now. In 1811, some dude named John lost his broom forever, and he was the governor of New York, so DeWitty had to square dance with some dude in a fez hat and some other dude named Nick who likes to go fishing, and he beat him. DeWitty became the lieutenant governor of New York. I mean, it's not like he'd never been governor before, but still, it's a cute story. What else? Oh, of course! DeWitty was a New York-style Freemason. I mean, you can't be the governor that many times and not be a Freemason, man. It's 1806. He's a grandmaster now. But who cares about that? Who cares about that? What about his home life? Is there or is there not turmoil and termites in his house, Well, he married a lady named Maria Franklin, and he had like 10 kids, 7 of which survived. I know, what a good D&D dice roll there. He also like became a card-carrying member of the Society of Cincinnati. But the only reason for that was because his brother was a member. Other than that, nothing super unusual so far. But whatever, let's talk presidency. Why is this dude even a candle date? Well, as we know, in 1808, his uncle George was shooting for the Iron Throne, but it didn't work out. Then, his uncle was planning on trying again for the year we're talking about now, but his uncle straight up died. So now, all the Federalists and the Democrat-Republicans who don't like guns are knocking on DeWitty's door. So yeah, that's the scoop there. I wonder how DeWitty's gonna do. Well, he didn't win any 1812 elections or whatever, but it was really close, though. Like, he really gave Billy Madison a run for his super PACs by, like, a 1-2 state difference, okay? That said, we can't say our boy DeWitty hasn't been busy since that rivetingly close election. No, really! Like, he joined the Anti-Aquarium American Society, and he looks like he's planning on rising through the ranks of said organization. He also joined the Academy of Oil Painting Arts and Sciences. Oh, and he's also still trying to become the head honcho governor man of New York, and he got the job real easy-like, because Danny Tompkins literally won vice principal of the country, so that means New York had to go through all the trouble of getting some super secret sauce goober-flavored election where DeWitty Clinty was basically the only candidate. I mean, sure, like 1,000-some-odd votes went to some schmuck named Peter Bell Pepper. But the only reason that happened was because of that weird New York cult we talked about a while ago. You don't remember? The Tammany Banana Land Society. Yeah, they hated DeWitty's guts so much that they literally printed ballots that had a second option on it just for them. Nobody else got that second option. Reality television stars wish they were that petty. So yeah, obviously DeWitty still got to be the governor with his basically unanimous 40,000 some odd votes. What else? Well, let me give you an update on the Fool's Freemason stuff. You see, DeWitty created the Grand Encampment of the Knights Templar, which is some super secret Freemason club. Like, he was the head of this secret club within a secret club for like 3 whole sessions. I mean, take what you will from that. Speaking of conspiracies, this dude is still working on the Earwig Canal. But hey, now that he's governor, I have a feeling he's gonna finish sooner rather than later, since he only has to ask himself for resources. Speaking of resources, DeWitty felt like poor people kind of needed them, so he literally made, like, the first savings bank in New York City. Like, ever. But enough of that. Personal life. What's the scoop? Well, 3 of his 10 kids are dead, and so is his wife, Maria. Yeah, that kind of sucked. But hey, it looks like he's gonna put a ring on some girl named Kathy Jones. So I guess he seems to be handling it better than a small handful of other widowed folks we've talked about. So yeah, I mean, that's DeWitty's life update. He seems to be juggling a lot of plates right now, but, you know, what presidential candidate wasn't? Don't answer that question. It's more than you think. But we'll just have to wait and see if this dude pulls off some new presidential shenanigans later, won't we? If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, turtleneck wearing turtlenecks, you can find Garble Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbletwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbletwistery.net. Also, I have a Patreon, so if you go to patreon.com and find Garble Twistery and become a patron, you'll gain not only the access, but the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content, and the current bonus episode in production is about them cards kids are playing nowadays. Sounds fun, don't it? Anyways, next time, it's the third and last Prezi-Wezi candidate for 1820. We're already here, indeed. Let's check in on the reigning champion himself, Man Ray.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
Peter Bell Peppa,